I wake up to the smell of pancakes and bacon. Moira is still sound asleep, drooling a little, and I don't want to wake her. She had a rough night. I pad into the kitchen, squinting a little against the morning sun.
Good morning, I say, yawning in the middle of morning.
Mom is bustling around, bacon stacked onto a platter next to her and pancake batter sizzling in our big old cast iron pan. Good morning, sunshine. How was the sleepover? Is Moira still sleeping? I fill Mom in on Moira's accident. Mom suggests that a mouse had knocked it off the pile and that Moira actually had broken it when she stepped on it but didn't realize it because she was half asleep. But don't say that to Moira. She might start worrying about a mouse-transmitted disease. Probably. That makes sense, I say. And it does, kind of. But I don't think Moira is heavy enough to break a nail polish bottle just from stepping on it in bare feet. But Mom would just come up with another logical explanation. I open my mouth to tell her about the makeover Moira gave me, but can't get a word out. It's too much to talk about. I load up a plate and sit down at the table to eat. Moira comes in a few minutes later, looking as groggy as I feel. Strong black tea would be good for both of us, but I don't suggest it. She's walking gingerly, limping a little. Pancakes. Thanks, Sabrina. Of course, Moira. Bug told me about your accident last night. How's your foot? Okay, I guess. It was so scary, though. I don't know how it happened. Her voice trembles a little, but she manages to stay calm. It sounds scary. Why didn't you girls wake me up? We both shrug. I didn't want to keep Mom from a good night's sleep. She had spent so many overnights at Uncle Roderick's side. I wonder if she understands, because she drops it. Well, sweetie, I'm sure there's some logical explanation. It's not bleeding anymore, right? Moira shakes her head. Good. Have some pancakes. She goes home not long after breakfast. I don't mind. I'm relieved that she didn't bring up our makeup experiments to my mom, and that my mom didn't ask why there had been a pile of mascara, blush, and nail polish on the living room floor in the first place. I try to clean the strawberry licious off the rug, scrubbing it with every cleaning solution I can find, and think about what could have moved it to the center of the carpet. What could have broken it? There's no single answer that makes sense. The only way to get the nail polish off the rug is to trim away the tips of it with a pair of nail scissors. Mom comes in and I freeze, wondering if maybe I shouldn't be cutting something that won't grow back. But she doesn't comment. Just plops down next to me and asks what Moira and I got up to last night. I keep my attention on the rug, making the tiniest snips possible. She brought over some makeup. We were messing around with it. She says it's because middle school will be different. Mom takes a deep breath, then lets it out gently. Would you like me to buy you some makeup too? I shake my head. It's hard to get words out. We both know there's a huge collection of makeup in Uncle Roderick's bedroom that neither of us will touch. No, I croak. Thanks. Maybe later. Whenever you're ready, sweetheart. Her voice is only a little shaky. I can't imagine what ready will feel like. Mom leaves me to my task, and soon the patch of rug looks like it's gotten a bad haircut. I give up and go outside. Uncle Roderick always complained that there was nowhere nearby to buy good makeup anyway. Every time he went down to New York to visit his drag queen friends, he would come back with a small suitcase full of fancy brands. Sometimes Mom would photograph him after he painted himself up.